Broadcasting live from Banjos in Huonville, shining spotlight on the beautiful suburbs and towns within Hobart. Huonville, oh, it's up there with my faves.
Mate, the Huon Valley, it's a beautiful part of the world.
Absolutely
freshest
stunning.
Air you'll find anywhere, I reckon.
100%. And I tell you what, we're about to talk to a person I've been very excited to talk to because this person lives in Huonville and they run one of the most iconic places within Huonville. Please welcome to the show, Jackie Wright from The Honey Pie. Jackie, welcome.
Jackie, first thing first,
I mean, I feel like the name is relatively self-explanatory, but can you let us know about The Honey Pot and what you guys do, what you guys are all about?
Okay, so where do I start? We're apiarists, beekeepers, a small family business. We run about 1,000 hives.
Wow.
And we do the whole process. We collect the honey, we extract it, we pack it, we retail it.
Right, and how long, now this is family owned and operated,
yep.
How
yep.
long has, I guess, your family been running this for?
Well, it started with just a few beehives about 25 years ago.
Wow.
And grew to about 1,000 now. So we've been probably doing it seriously for 10 years.
So it started as a bit of a hobby and then became a business? Was it always intended to be a business?
Yeah. No. It was a hobby. It was an interest.
Yep.
Yeah, to start with. And then it just grew.
Talk us through it. So it starts as a hobby. I guess you make a lot of honey and then you're like, well, what do we do with this honey?
Yeah, that's sort of how it started.
Yeah.
A lot of the beekeepers just put their honey into big barrels and then just sell it off and wholesale.
Mm.
So that was what my husband was doing.
Yep.
And then one of my daughters came on board and said, hey, you can do better than this. bought a site at Salamanca,
yeah.
And we started off doing Salamanca and every little market that there was in the state.
So,
well.
Yeah.
So it's amazing.
And just moved on from there. And then
Jackie, reading 100% of your honey is sourced from your beehives within Tasmania. How important is it to be keeping this product within the state and, I guess, rewarding stuff?
Well, Tasmanian honey is just so special.
Yeah.
I mean, it just has a flavour of its own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole shop up there in Huonville, we just try to keep as much Tasmanian or local Huon product as we possibly can.
Yeah.
So we've not only got honey, we've got like all sorts of other things, cosmetics, and we've got mead and all sorts.
Oh, wow. Wow. Can I ask you something, Nathan, I've been chatting about in the show, is this Manuka honey thing. You know, it's going to court, New Zealand claiming that they own it. Do you have any thoughts on that for Tasmanian, I guess, honey producers?
My opinion?
Yeah.
Manuka, it's a word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a word. The honey is still the same honey, no matter what you call it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can call it Joe Blow. It'll still be the same honey.
Oh, I would buy that honey.
Oh, the Joe Blow honey.
Yeah. I mean, this is it. I can understand why the Kiwis are getting upset. They've done all the research and development and promoted the product.
Yeah.
But bottom line, it's the same product.
Yeah.
And better.
Yeah. Oh, we'll back you.
We'll back you. Anything Tasmania is better.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Jackie, we were briefly talking off air as well, and it's something that I find really interesting as well because, I mean, as you said, you've got 1,000 hives, which is absolutely insane. Now, I know you're not out there with the hives anymore. You used to be.
Yep.
Used to be. Well done, mate.
Oh, yeah.
He's good.
Completely done on purpose. Jackie, how many times roughly do you think you've been bitten by a bee?
Oh, hundreds.
Hundreds of times.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
To the point.
Not all the same time.
This one time she went out and 100 bees.
Yeah. No, it's not a bother. People are scared of bees, but there's no need to be scared of bees. I mean, it hurts for a little while. Mm. A bull ant bite's worse than a bee sting.
Jack jumper bite's worse than a bee sting. They can put you in hospital.
Yeah. It's only when they sort of bite or sting the soft tissue around your eyes, and that's when they swell up and you look like an alien.
And have you copped a few around your eyes and everything?
Yeah,
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's no big deal.
Can I ask as well, it's a lot of your family's employed within the business, aren't they, as well?
The family?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pretty well. Well, we've got 4 kids,
yep.
So pretty well all of them and their partners are all
involved.
Pretty well involved. In
I guess
one way
how nice is that? I guess to have such a not just a Tasmanian.
We're all so well. It's just a really, really good business. Yeah. So four are sort of full time beekeepers.
Yep.
And then the rest of us are involved in the extraction and the packing and the retail and all that.
See, I just love that, like Tassie business,
but
then family.
Seven or
eight
and little grandkids coming up.
And they're all behaved.
They're all behaving.
Yeah. Okay. That one wasn't purpose. Right.
Jackie from the Honey Pot, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time on the show. All the best, and make sure you go and buy some Tassie honey.
Yeah, go
says.
See the good people at the Honey Pot.
Best honey in the world, Jackie. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.